Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one-coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
What the fuck is happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast. Today's Tuesday, the 9th of June. By God, would you fucking believe it? Today's podcast is sponsored by my own merch. Because fuck knows when I'll ever have a real sponsor. Because people don't take a risk these days, do they? You know, they go, he says bad words. And you're like, do you want to get access to literally hundreds of listeners? No? Your loss. You can keep your fucking whatever it is, CBD gummies. Yeah, congettus.com if you want some merch. We're going to reload the merch. We're going to rework the whole fucking shop system and everything. We've got a person going full time. It's Maureen Sister dealing with merch. So in the next few weeks. So, you know, we're going to just really go full tilt at that. There's going to be a lot of cool merch coming out. On top of that, the tickets for the SSE show that are happening next year, 24th of September, they're on sale. Hopefully the whole COVID thing will have blown over. The COVID thing is blown over, let's face it. We've got a new pandemic, and it's racism, and it's always been there, except nobody fucking noticed yet, okay? For fuck's sake. Let me play this intro, and we'll get stuck well into this, will we? Get stuck well into it.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Geddes.
Right about now, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to get yourself and your soul together. This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul.
Colin Geddes.
It's Geddes, actually.
Geddes.
Geddes.
Geddes. Geddes. Geddes.
Fuck you. We are in the throes of a racial revolution. Coming from the guy who couldn't look more like a neo-Nazi, but I'm on board. I'm supporting it. Of course I am. You know, you kind of are supporting it. But the thing is, no one knows anything. You're a white person over here. You're saying things like, I'm not a racist. But do you know what? I kept thinking about, there was a clip on, I couldn't find it. Well, I couldn't be arse looking for it. He's scrolling through a fucking 4-hour podcast. I don't know whether I mentioned this or not with Aaron, but there was a clip with Jordan Peterson and Joe Rogan, and he was saying, he talks like a fucker, he talks like a, you know, like a Muppet. But he was basically saying, and I'm paraphrasing this hugely because I'm a fucking idiot and not a professor, but he was basically saying, and apparently, he was talking to Joe Rogan, he goes, you know, he's like, you're a nice guy to Joe Rogan. He goes, because you're a monster. You have the capabilities to be a terrible person. You know, you have a lot of money. You have a lot of influence and power. You're physically scary. You know, you're strong as fuck. You have many black belts. You're a lethal person. You own loads of weapons. He goes, you choose to be a nice person because you know kind of how easily you could just abuse that and be a bastard, but you choose to be a nice person, that makes you a nice person. And similarly with this whole race thing, it's like, I don't think it's enough nowadays to be like, I'm not a racist. Because you just say it, you know, it's like, I'm not a racist. No one really knows anything, you know, even in the last week, the amount of learning a lot of white people have done. Obviously the focus is on America, but you could argue the fucking, the reason there's racial problems in America is because of British colonialism. Anyway. But yeah, everyone's learned a lot, you know, watching that 13th documentary. I mean, it's amazing that that was just on Netflix. The information is like just right there and no one knew the fucking half of it. Some people had watched it for something to watch, you know, I will watch this fucking 13th documentary here. The 13th Amendment. Do you know what? I'll read it out word for word because we'll fuck it up. But it basically highlights the fact that black people are fucked from the word go. In America, 13th Amendment. Let me read it out word for word. It's probably really long and then I'll back out of it. But section one. Neither slavery nor involuntary servitude, except as a punishment for crime whereof the party shall have been duly convicted, shall exist within the United States or any place subject to their jurisdiction. So essentially what they did was they went, do you know what? There's no more slavery. So they let fucking a load of slaves out, a load of black slaves to just roam the streets kind of with nothing. And I don't know who made this this fucking point, but they were like, you know, they were told to sort of pull themselves up by their bootstraps. And if this was in the thing, and he goes, but people didn't have bootstraps. People were, it was like getting let out of prison with nothing. You were just like, okay, here we go. And the slavery was abolished, apart from this one, basically this one sentence, which fucking loopholed the whole thing. Which meant that, like, well, you're not a slave, but if you fucking get, if you do absolutely anything wrong, you're back to being imprisoned and we chain you to fucking 100 other dudes and you can dig roads. Congratulations, you've got a new job. Oh, you were let out of fucking slavery and you had no job and no possessions? Well, guess what? You were arrested for some bullshit. Some fucking bullshit, like loitering. The only time you should be done for loitering is if you're like a fucking, if you're Jimmy Savile outside a fucking hospital for children. What are you loitering here? You know, loitering? I love loitering, man. There's plenty of times, you know, if I'm in Belfast, I'm like, man, I'm gonna fucking loiter outside this coffee shop all fucking day and just stare at people. So anyway, that was kind of the start of it, you know what I mean? People are getting banged up. They were just arresting black people for next to nothing. And then just over the years, like, a bunch of weird shit came in. You know, there's people, as Elon Musk pointed out, still in jail for, like, you know, possession of marijuana all these years later. And now, during this COVID lockdown, the weed shops in LA are open as an essential business. So they're fucking open. Yet, depending on what time you, what era you grew up in, whether it's fucking legal or not. And you know what? That you could say the same for fucking, you know, owning slaves or something. You know, people own slaves back then. People are like, yes, yeah, whatever. He was a good guy. He did a lot of philanthropy work. Yes, he had slaves, but that was just the way it was at the time. So if you can act like that, if you can go, listen, it was just the way it was at the time. Oh. People are kind of forgivable. Listen, if you didn't have a slave, who the fuck were you even? Why doesn't the same not apply to weed? Why can't you just be like, listen, obviously at the time it was bad, but we'll make up for that by letting people out as quickly as possible, because at the end of the day, you're wasting a whole human life for a plastic bag full of plant. You stupid cunts. You know? Brocky T there, fucking a corpse behind a bin, and they're like, bro, you fucking scoundrel, what are you doing, man? Man, you nearly threw your life. I'll let you away this time, but look at me in the face. Look at me in the face. No more fucking unconscious girls behind a dumpster, you fucking white cunt. I'm white, and I look at him and go, you white cunt. You fucking, like, milky white bastard. Weak bitch. Why is at the bottom of all heinous crimes against humanity, does it feel like weak bitchery? It really does. You're gonna fucking take it. You're gonna be like, oh yes, now's my chance. She's unconscious. But. Weak bitch, man. Racism? Why have you had a fucking five, all these cops in America, why have you had a fucking 10 dudes stand on someone's head? Because you're awake and you can't fucking do it safely and properly because you can't be doing the training because you're eating fucking donuts, you fat bitch. You run into a house. Oh, what's that? Bang, shoot a woman dead in her bed, sleeping. Because you're fucking petrified because you're undertrained. You fucking weak bitch. Unbelievable. Keep your knee in the back of that fucking black dude's head. Why? Because he's big, scary, fucking muscular guy and he's probably on meth and he's going to go mad. All right, I'll just fucking sit here. Sit here and fucking let him die. And of course, you know, your woman Candace Owens or whatever put up that speech. She's going, yeah, I don't want George Floyd dying as a martyr. He shouldn't have been killed like that. It was absolutely barbaric. But let's not fucking paint his face on the side of things and all being like, oh yeah, he really made a change. And she was like, he was a piece of shit. But at the end of the day, no one deserves to be brutally murdered slowly in broad daylight in front of people by people that are supposed to be there to protect you. Like, what a kick in the bollocks that must be. I mean, I've seen people arguing about looting and rioting and everything. And like, should they be doing this? And someone just goes, if they stop killing black people, you can get none of this shit. And you're like, well, there you go. You know, you can't really start judging people. Obviously, like, you get a few fucking Karens running into, like, the van store being like, oh my God, cute! I got some new fucking Vans. You're like, all right, what's this got to do with the fucking... But, you know, there. At the end of the day, you watch something like that George Floyd murder and you go, well, there is no rules. You know what I mean? It's the purge. Some woman's walking out of a fucking cheesecake factory with a cheesecake. Who's white? You know, I feel like the white people should be fucking just designated to the... Just stick to the fucking protests. You're not allowed to loot. But we're all learning. You know what I mean? You're in a country where... I don't know. Ginger is a fucking racial... is a ethnic minority over here. But yeah, the place is fucking on fire. They're taking down like monuments all over the place in Bristol. They ripped down ripped down one. Oh my God, I got COVID in my throat. Only joking. I had a fucking Nature Valley bar. Again, white behavior. Eating a Nature Valley bar, which is like eating fucking you put a pine cone in a fucking blender and then tried to chug it, and you're like ah. But they're tearing down fucking monuments all over the place. Bristol monument. They're ripping that down in the middle of Bristol because this Colston motherfucker was... Colston motherfuckers! They fucked it in the river. I'd love to spend more time in Bristol. I might try and do a gig there or something. The sun paid to see it. Fucking suck my cock! Yeah, this Edward Colston fella, seemingly they put a thing up, you know, because he did a lot of philanthropy for Bristol, but, I've been right there as far as I think, but yeah, he was a bit of a slave trader apparently, and they just fucked. 2008 was decided to change the statue's plaque to mention his involvement in the slave trade industry, but was never finalized. Imagine that. Imagine being like, yeah, we were made aware of the fact that he was involved in the slave trade, and then they were like, yeah, we'll put that on the plaque. So it's like, yeah, he did a lot of good work for Bristol, and he... But that's everybody. That's everybody in history. Most people who do horrific shit, they kind of covered it up by also doing nice stuff. Cosby, you know what I mean? Probably did a lot of charity work, you know, all that carry on. Savile, he's like, I built a hospital. I've donated a lot of money to help sick children so they regain their health. And then I fuck them. Now then. Fuck me, like, I bet you he was on Epstein's Island. What about all these fucking just disgusting cunts that are all mates and all rich and all like, young girls and all. Do you know who I respect? Dan Bilzerian. The guy fucks. You know? Just straight up is in great shape, has lots of money, and is like, come round, let's fuck. You know, women. Shout out to him. None of this creepy, like, come down and rub my feet and then work your way up to my egg-shaped cock. Fuck it. Again, weakness? Weak bitchery? Weak bitchery? You could probably, a guy like Epstein, get some fucking high-end hookers and just be like, listen, you've got the money, you know what I mean? Just be like, blap, there you go. And you've got the hottest girls you've ever, did you ever walk through Amsterdam, fucking red light district? And just be like, Jesus fucking Christ the night! You know, you're just walking about. Me and Aaron and Mickey walking through there. Floating through there. You know, you're walking along, you're going, is that fucking, you're like looking, I'm going, is that Beyonce? And you can fuck her for 50 quid? Epstein has to have an island to fly kids out. Fucking sort your life out, you egg dick cunt. Ah, fucking disgusting. Anyway, it's working. The protests are working. In Minnesota, they're talking, people are talking about defund the police and blah-de-blah. And they're saying, like, you know, is there even a need for a police force? What are police force there? You know, to sort of police the place. What are police there for? Police the place? You know, most, they're basically following up on crimes that are sort of petty crimes that most people are saying could be eradicated through getting rid of basic poverty, basically. You know, you sort that end of it out. People get universal basic income. You have enough money to take care of your needs. Saying that, you know, there's plenty of, you could argue that the dole is kind of that. Obviously, the universal income bullshit would be a lot, would be more than that. But like, even if you were getting money for nothing, you still might get people who end up in drugs and fucking. I don't think the crime would go away just by giving people money, to be honest. There's a lot of fucking, this country survive like that, you know, full of drugs, full of drink, and you know all they do is get up in the morning and fucking throw their tracksuit on, you know, but. It's working in some places. The Minnesota, they were talking about changing the police to, like, I don't know what the fuck their idea was, but like obviously some sort of community servicey type bullshit. Not community service, but you know, community patrol type yoke. Because at the end of the day, like, if your mom was killed because the cops came because they thought I'd give him a dodgy note. I've had dodgy money before. I've been in a place and handed someone money and they've been like, that's fake. And I'm like, are you serious? Luckily it was at a fucking high-end coffee shop. Because I'm a fucking twat. Nothing happened. You know, you're not getting a policeman putting his knee in your neck outside Nero and Botanic. That's not a high-end. That's where it was. It wasn't a high-end one at all. Also, good luck putting your knee in my fucking neck, bro. It'd be unstable, if anything. I mean, whenever I did jiu-jitsu, no, I wasn't under threat of being shot. The worst thing you could do is mount me. Because when I turn over, it's like being on a fucking rodeo bull. You know what I mean? Anyway, that's a side brag that we're fucking going for. Let me play this. This was a bit of... In fact, I could get it on the computer now that I'm hooked by the Bluetooth. By Jesus. Let's go to Insta. If this makes me log in... I'm going to rip my cock off. But yeah, there's marches all over the place. It's good to see. Belfast had one. Belfast had one. I wasn't at it. I can't. When you have someone who's like supposed to be cocooning, aka my wife, and a fucking baby, I can't go in the crowds just yet because we've kind of forgotten about the COVID thing. And conspiracy theorists would tell you, you know, this was maybe designed to get loads of people in the street to get another fucking thing, and then we'll further shut down the economy. Where is it? Has that video been taken down, bro? Turn that volume down. Now, hurry up the fuck, would you? Where did I see this video? This is going to kill me now. What's this? Corruption.
I'm going to start by asking everyone to please
fuck up. Where's this fucking goddamn arrest video? I bet you it's been taken down. Anyway, it was. Where's his IGT? It was basically, you know, the start of the fucking George Floyd, or the start of this, like, bullshit where it's like, you know, conspiracy theories behind this thing. And it was like, you know, why was he arrested? Why, when they had him under control, did they put him on the floor then? Why, when the ambulance turned up, was it two state troopers and not two paramedics? You know, just a bunch of shit. But at the end of the day, his fucking funeral was yesterday or something. So, like, you know, how much fucking shit can you really be talking? Says the guy that's talked shit constantly for about 20 minutes. And, you know, things are... It's just mad. It's mad fucking times. Like, and every day you're... And it feels like the police went, you know, we killed a black guy again. And because you actually seen the fucking whites of his eyes as he panicked and suffocated, people were like, okay, that is the line. That's the line. All the other ones that we heard reports of, girl getting shot, you know, fucking 14-year-old getting shot, holding a fucking toy gun, guy jogging in a neighborhood gets shot, you know, whatever. You know, it's a bit of fuzzy footage. This one was like, nope. It's like TMZ watching a guy slowly pass away due to asphyxiation. And everyone went, right, that's it. That was enough for white people to be like, this is a disgrace. And the police, I feel like, again, in a very insecure, weak bitch type style, obviously went, it feels like these guys think that we just hate blacks, and we do. But, you know, what we're going to do now is we're going to double down and just be the biggest fucking cunts you can imagine. Under the order of, you know, old Donnie T there. But, like, by the way, we got a cat at our house recently. It's not ours, but we called it Ronald Flump. But... yeah, it looks like they've went, listen, I'm just going to fucking double down. We wouldn't want anybody thinking we're racist, so we're just going to be cunts to fucking everybody. And every day this week, you're like, oh, that's the worst thing I've seen. You watch it and you go, that's the worst thing I've seen in my whole fucking life. Started with George Floyd. That's the worst thing I've ever seen in my fucking life. You know? Homeless guy shot in the face with a rubber bullet. Oh, that's one of the worst things I've seen in my fucking life. Oh, there's a fucking 70-year-old man walking along and they just shove him to the floor and fucking starts bleeding his ear. Oh, that's fucking one of the worst things I've ever seen in my life. It's literally like, you know, it's like punchlines a comedian would make up, you know, fucking doesn't, you know, talking about some politician or something who's probably just a bit of an idiot, not really that much of a bad guy. And you're like, doesn't he look like the type of cunt that puts his knee on someone's neck and watches them die? Oh, he looks like the type of guy who, you know, he's a type, every one of them is like a fucking Frankie Boyle joke. Oh, he looks like the sort of guy who, if you were screaming, you know, if you were pleading for your life, he'd just let you fucking gargle to death. Doesn't he? He looks like that sort of cunt. Doesn't he? He looks like a type of cunt would push your grand over till his fucking eardrum burst. Look at him. He's the type of bastard would shoot a homeless man in the fucking eyeball with a rubber bullet. What's he like, man? He's a type of cunt would fucking join in with a gang as they kick the fucking guy in their coma for trying to protect his family business. They're not the sort of guy he is. Once again, you know, you could argue it's privilege, but I am very grateful to be living in the middle of nowhere in Ireland / Northern Ireland, whatever fucking keeps you happy. Because it's fucking insane. And, you know, especially because we've got a new baby and you're just like, what is this now? What's this? What have we brought this child into? But thank fuck, we're very privileged to be out. How many fucking times am I gonna... That thing is, like, very... That is a fucking lighter hair trigger than like the cops in America. I don't know where I was going with any of that. Now let me play this because I absolutely nearly fucking emptied my pouch. I laughed that hard. Jamie Foxx, right, put up a tweet, okay, or put up an Instagram thing, and he was playing a clip. It's a famous clip now. It's from a few years ago when Michael Che put up this clip. This is like a seminal piece of fucking racial humor. You know, this is his fucking stairway to heaven now.
The country, we just can't agree. We just fight about everything. We can't even agree on Black Lives Matter. That's a controversial statement. Black lives matter. Not matters more than you, just matters. Matters. Just matters.
Anyway, it goes on. It's a fucking great bit. Michael Che is a beast, but his Instagram handle, by the way, there's a line in that where he says, "All lives matter." And he goes, "That's like your wife going, do you love me?" And he goes, "Yeah, but I love everybody." And that, you know what I mean? That's why fucking a lot of people turn to comedians for their goddamn advice, because a lot of them just kind of, in a good way, sit on the fence, or they have a leg on either side and they're just watching the whole shit go down, and they've got a way with words and they can sort of, not me, I'm a fucking retard, but you can piece things together and shows people like a bit of a perspective that they wouldn't normally see, because you're always looking out for hypocrisies and, you know, injustices and things you can make fun of, basically. But that's a brilliant bit of stand-up. That'll be a famous bit now forever. Now, Michael Che's Instagram handle is Che Thinks, right? Jamie Foxx thought that he was going, man, this guy killed it. And he tagged the wrong person. And who did he tag? The biggest fucking error in tagging someone I've ever seen. Now look at the difference in this, right? Instead of writing Che Thinks, Chethinks, right? He has tagged Chethanx, Chet Hanks, who's Tom Hanks' son and is the biggest fucking root of all time. The biggest fucking ball bag. He's a white guy, and can you even say wigger anymore? I don't know. But if ever there was, listen to this guy. We're talking about racism, cultural appropriation. These are all hot topics at the minute. Why is this guy not been kicked to death yet? White guy, whiter than me. Oh my God.
Big up the whole island massive. It's your boy Chetana, coming straight from the Golden Gloves, you know what I'm saying? My father Tom Hanks presenting in a white soon forward come. Big up, tune in.
Oh my God, I bet you Tom Hanks is just like looking at him the whole time and just being like, we could have just had him sucked out before he was born. Instead, he get born to know he talk like this. Did they spend a lot of time in fucking Jamaica or something? Why is he talking like that? Listen to this guy. The guy is blonde and white.
You ready?
Me no want no MAGA gal. Me want them gal thick and firm up. You see me?
I mean, hold on a second here, Dad Google. The fuck? And that's not like Ali G, by the way. That's fucking Tom Hanks' son. Me don't want no MAGA gal. He's at parties like, do you know who me be? And they're like, what? Do you know who I is? What? Do you know who I am? Who?
Maybe Tom Hanks' his son, boy.
What?
Life be like a box of chocolates. Wagwan Jenny.
You fucking retard. Oh. Hold on a second. Tom Hanks's son, or hold on, Tom Hanks's, he's got a bunch of them, right? And they always say, like, you get, I forget the term, but it's like, you get whatever you name your sons, you know? You got Colin Hanks. Now, my name's Colin, and I'm a fucking digestive-born bastard. He's an actor, fairly talented, you know, looks a lot like Tom Hanks. You got Truman Hanks. What does he do? What's he do? Doesn't really mention anything of any note there. Young lad, anyway, 24, you know what I mean? And then you got Chet. And you, once you call your son Chet, get ready, because Wagwan with the man names. Oh, it says he has a secret son? Oh, maybe he's like... Maybe he's got his own family with like his current wife, and then he's got this other fucking spare kicking about. Chet Hanks patois accent at Golden Globes. Scundered! Wagwan with the Mondians! Hold on, is there more? There better be. Oh, wait a second. I mean, this guy. Oh, shit. Sorry, I've lost that. You stupid bitch. Hold on, come on, let's go. Yeah, let me see if I can pull this up. Is this another one that he does? Bear with. I'm going to fucking pull my nipples off here. This is so embarrassing.
Yo, big up the youth them way out of Kingston. Me wake up this morning and me see the thing turn up. Internet gone mad. Respect, you don't know. Me soon forward a yard. Booyaka, booyaka.
I mean, what?
Yo.
The main star of the show is the drink that he's drinking there. I'm looking at it going, why go on with the drink?
Big up the youth them way out of Kingston. Me wake up this morning and me see the thing turn up. Internet gone mad. Respect, you don't know. Me soon forward a yard. Booyaka, booyaka.
What's he fucking doing? I mean, it's just like he's listening to any fucking, you know what I mean? He's just been, yeah, me been to Jamaica, Wagwan, big up your man name, shout out to fucking bloody blah, booyaka, 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 booyaka. What did you say there? I'm going to sum that up in a sentence, right? Where do you hear this?
Yo. Big up the youth them way out of Kingston.
Big up the youth in Kingston.
Me wake up this morning and me see the thing turn up. Internet gone mad.
Turn on the others this morning. The world seems to have gone ballistic.
Hey, you don't know. Me soon forward a yard. Booyaka, booyaka.
Don't know what he said there. Some to the yard. I mean, if the guy grew up in Kingston his whole life, maybe okay. But like also... At least my man M.R. has the fucking, you know what I mean? He'd throw some braids in, he'd be cooking, you know, rice and peas and shit like that. You know, he's fully immersed in the culture. This guy's blonde guy in L.A. drinking a smoothie going, Wagwan with the boys living in Kingston. Getting shut up. Out in the streets, they call it murder. And he's, fair play to him, he's doing it in the street. I would be doing that in the fucking... the confines of my own house, and then I would go out with a mask on. He's outside a smoothie shop. Big up the man there's in fucking. Do you know who me be? I don't know who you are. Do you know me daddy? Let me give you a clue. Wilson. What? Me Wilson the ball. Wilson the volleyball. What are you talking about? My dad's Tom Hanks. He's in Cosmo. What? Do you know who my daddy be? Give me, I'll give you a clue. I'll give you a clue, Mr. Bojangles.
What are you saying to me?
My daddy be... My dad's Tom Hanks. He's a green man.
Saving Private Ryan!
Nor...
Mad thing explosion!
What other movies are Tom Hanks movies?
Do you know who my daddy be?
Who is it?
Let me give you a guess. He the captain.
What?
Captain Phillips, baby. Shout out to my Somalian brothers.
I've run it. I don't know. What other fucking Tom Hanks movies are there?
Oh, what's your name? Chet Hanks. Guess who my daddy be?
I don't know. Who is your daddy?
Me daddy got AIDS.
What?
Me daddy was in Philadelphia.
Huh? What are you? Who are you? Are you an actor?
Nah, me go for smoothies every day, player.
Booyaka, booyaka. The guy, I mean, he's basically, he's cringed me infertile this morning. That's what he's done. I've cringed so hard, I've stopped producing testosterone and my testes have went inside myself.
Out in the streets, they call it smoothies. Keeping me regular. Guess who my daddy be?
Who is that?
I'm a man in Seattle, but I can't sleep.
Sleepless in Seattle?
Correct.
He's just playing charades with everyone. Charades, whatever the fuck it's called. Anyway, my throat's sore.
My throat be sore today. Bastard.
36 minutes. Where do you go? I'm exhausted. You know what I mean? I've got notes here. Another one of the worst things I've seen. You know, in England, it's so fucking like, you know, they haven't moved on at all. You know,
well, years ago, we started with batons and horses, and to be honest with you, we haven't moved on since.
What about tasers or, you know, anything like...
No! We go out there with a horse, which cost fucking hundreds of thousands of pounds. Hundreds of thousands of pounds to train and keep. Hundreds of thousands of pounds to train someone to ride it. And basically take it into the streets. And not only putting our lives at risk, putting the horses' lives at risk, who didn't really have a fucking say in the matter.
And they give off about horse racing. And then they're taking this fucking thing in there. And people are just like, well, let's get at the police by fucking attacking the horse or whatever. And then the horse fucking shits itself, gets spooked and like runs off. And that woman hit a fucking traffic light. Which, you know, I hope she's alive, but Jesus Christ, was that funny. I mean, that's literally like, that's what happens in movies, you know. And it's the same joke over and over again. Someone's on a horse, someone's on a motorbike, you know, and you're racing through a forest or whatever, and the next minute, doink, it hits you on the chest, and you do the backflip, except she did it on a horse. Imagine, like, that would more so than buildings being on fire, shops being looted, all that shit. If I was coming out of work, and a fucking loose horse was just running down the street with police badges on it and no fucking rider on it, I'd be like, this is the end. This is the end. Fucking hell, like. Poor horse. Like, I mean, someone literally hit their face on a thing. In that scenario, I care more about the horse than the fucking police person. Because you're like, what the fuck? What are you doing? What are you doing, like? Well, going to crowd on a fucking horse? Are you mental? Also, why is the horse the fucking weapon of choice? Get a rhino. Go in there in the back of a rhino. That'd be some crack.
Well, this is Tilly, the fucking police rhino.
Now it makes sense why the fucking Land Rovers are, like, bashing into people. Makes sense, at least. Horses shitting all over the place, pissing all over the place. You know, at some point you're going to be like, oh, just can we all stop fighting? I give this horse a drink and a fucking sugar cube here? Very strange. And you get people out there giving it the fucking... Now, where do you hear this? I had to save this. That's made me laugh. Also, shout out to that. Someone screenshotted that. There's a place in Strabane where they're like, Golden Palace beef special plus any sauce and a can of drink, £6. And it's basically half chips, half rice with two burgers and a bit of cheese on it. And I was... Do you know what? There's part of me feel sorry for that, you know, because it's getting ridiculed all across the internet, being like, oh, look at this shit. But it's just a wee bit. You know, I don't know what the Golden Palace is. It's probably... It might have, like, fucking... Maybe a Chinese takeaway. It might have Chinese owners. And they're trying to be like, what sort of fuck... We're Chinese, but, like, let's face it, all we sell is curry sauce. So, like, what can we make these fucking animals... I hear they like burgers and, you know, they just throw it all together. By the way, if you watch any episodes of Anthony Bourdain, God rest his soul, his anniversary was yesterday. Fucking I miss that, man. I fucking love Anthony Bourdain, man. Jesus Christ. Fuck's sake. He was in Hawaii, and I'll be honest with you, the food wasn't on like that. Do you know, it was because Hawaii, like, they love spam and a load of, like, fucking things left over from, like, war times. But one of the meals was literally like, we get rice and a burger with like sauce over the top, and it's not fucking unlike that. But in Strabane, people are like, what the fuck is that? Fucking shit. I literally had to save that because. Fuck's sake, man. I mean, there are, like, Kingston is Jamaican. I don't know whether that was some other fucking accent from that region. Where is this girl? What about that nude picture of Trump doing the rounds, getting a spray tan? For fuck's sake. By the way, Run the Jewels 4 came out. Pew, 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 pew. And it is fucking tremendous. Probably the most important bit of music that's going to come out around this time. Where the fuck is that video, man? I had to save it, this fucking dumb bitch. Oh, here she is.
I feel like this needs to be said, and I really...
Wrong.
...wish that more people would connect these two dots. But Black Lives Matter, and Animal Lives Matter... Literally all sentient beings on this planet deserve a life free from fear, free from abuse, free from unjust prosecution.
Yeah, you can have a fearless, free life, and then towards the end of it, your head comes off and you end up in a burger. And that's fine.
No one, whether it's a human being, especially ones with differently colored skin than yours,
listen, like, I mean, I love when you, like, mean well, and you just haven't, just the way you say it is so fucking white supremacist.
Especially ones with differently colored skin than yours.
It's so racist.
Someone, whether it's a human being, from abuse, free from unjust prosecution. No one, whether it's a human being, especially
ones, you know, the ones with differently colored skin than you, they're the same as animals, and they should have the same rights as animals. Those people with different colored skins have the same right to walk around and not be killed, has the same rights that a chicken has. And I don't think the chicken should be killed and walk around worried most of its life. It should be okay. And so should the people, especially the people with different colored skin, because they're getting it tough at the minute. We're okay. White. Guys, I think that these peoples with different colored skins finally have the right to live a free and unoppressed life the way lambs do. Dumb cunt! Oh, fuck, I've muted it. Speaking of...
and animals who are different creatures than you. If it's not their time to die, they don't deserve to die. So stop killing black people and stop killing animals. Veganism, Black Lives Matter movement, it's all the same fight.
Of course it is. It is! It is. Because, you know, people are out there and they're nabbing chickens because they're like, oh, did you walk outside this bit of fence? And they take the chicken and they put their fucking knee on its head and just sit there until it dies and then go, oh, it's just dead now. Put it like that. That would seem fucking mental if you did that to an animal. Isn't that crazy? The fucking... A live fucking human being got worse treatment than a fucking animal would. If you just took... There would be bigger riots if you took a fucking dog and just put your fucking knee on its neck and just stared at the camera for 9 minutes. And it's like... Oh, crying. And then it just died. People would fucking kick you to death in the street. And even when it was the fucking actual cop doing it to an actual human, all they did was kind of stand outside his house like, oh, just you wait till you come out. Nuggets have rights, and people with not the same color of skin to me also have the same rights as nuggets. Bro. Go on Amazon, get a Prime account. Go to Sections, go to Sports and Leisure. Aqua Sports. Get a snorkel. Get the wee webbed fingers that help you push the water back. Loosen up your hammies and dive into my shit box. What a fucking... Animals and also sentient beings like chickens. Black people are animals. We should treat them like animals. Which is well. And give them a free life. And once again, you're mega fuck! And this is how we judge people. Of course she would get rid. So you listen. You go, you almost go, oh, silly bitch. What she likes is the fucking, oh, you wee silly dote, yeah. If she was a big fucking, you know, my 1,000-pound sister, you'd be like, kill this fat bitch! Fat bitch! Anyway, we're a fucking rager today. It's a fact that everything that some fucking guy from CrossFit, one of the owners of CrossFit, you know, someone put up a thing about I forget what it was, like something about racism as a fucking virus or a pandemic or something. And he wrote under it, Floyd-19, like COVID-19, and all the CrossFit community were like, well, you'll not see us at the games this year. Suck my dick. So they're going to have a new name for CrossFit. Because no one's going to compete in CrossFit. All these fucking, like, affiliate gyms are probably going to be like, we don't associate with CrossFit anymore. We're just going to be whoever, you know. Isn't that funny that, like, if there was, you know, legal protection, or, like, what do you call it? Like, protection over the name of CrossFit and how it's done and everything. I wonder, could you still do that at your gym that's an affiliate? Could you still name workouts the same? Could you still do that type of fitness, or would you have to change the name? Interesting. Also, such a fucking dad boner joke. Floyd 19. I'm glad that I'm past the point of anyone taking offense at something I've said. You know, like, this one podcast alone would ruin anyone else's career if they were letting on that they were, like, a nice guy. But you know, you guys know rightly I'm a fucking piece of shit anyway. Guess who my daddy be? Me in a movie with a doggy called Hooch. Which one's Turner? Which one's Hooch? I'm sure the dog's Hooch. Like, is it? What am I standing on? Oh, a lens cap. Oh, a piece of candy. coughed right down the mic just for you guys. Let me just... You really hope, do you? Here, choke my dick for 9 minutes. And the best clip.
Black lives matter, sing it with me.
No.
Black lives matter, black lives matter, black lives matter.
Shout out to my man, BK, today.
Black lives matter, sing it with me. Black lives matter, black lives matter, black lives matter, black lives matter.
That's our boy, Brian Kennedy, who was one of those clips that I went full circle in this clip. I went, oh my God, laugh my head off. Look at Brian Kennedy. Put the message in a box, drive the box around the world and all that shit. And then after a while, it was like, fair play to him. You know what I mean? Very sincere, more sincere than fucking I've ever been in my entire life.
Matter.
Now, is there too many T's in matter? Yes. Shout out to Brian Kelly.
Black lives matter.
Gorgeous eyes.
Black lives matter. Sing it with me. Black lives matter.
Sometimes I look at, I don't know what age he is. I'll guess he's bound to be pushing 50, or is he? I don't know. Don't get offended at that. Luscious hair, man. Luscious hair. Sometimes I wonder, like I've no, I'm bald, like I'll shave my head, you know what I mean? My dad's not bald, granddad was, you know, I'm like, where's this coming from? I have a back like a fucking bison. I'm like, what's going on here? No hair in my head, and then it's everywhere else. What's going on? But I feel like I'd look weird if I had luscious black hair, like BK.
Black lives matter. Black lives.
Now, of course, I posted this. Do you know what? I didn't even write anything. It was just like, this is what it is. It's a wee bit funny, but it's also very sincere. And of course, fucking talk about race riots underneath this shit. What a load of crap. All lives matter. Delete. All lives matter. Apparently not, you know, ask the old police there in America. Just fucking wiping everyone out. I don't understand, why would you, people do that all day, you know what I mean? They're like, one of the best, I don't know who was responsible for this tweet, but someone had screenshotted a comment under something. And it was all like, all lives matter. And everyone's always like, what about us? And what about that? And what about this going on over here? And what about in Belfast? What has happened today? What about fucking Lee Rigby? And what about this? And all. And you're like, they're all issues, yes. But this is just the one we're looking at right now. And what's going on? He was beheaded by two black fellas and whatever. And you're like, yes, but it wasn't. That wasn't a race. By the way, there were plenty of fucking anti-Islamic fucking marches and protests, and there's still active groups, and there's still a lot of fucking hatred towards Muslim people because of the acts of, like, a handful of fucking lunatics who, I mean, you've seen it over time. There are lunatics who would be lunatics no matter what the fuck they did. You know? I used to, you know, even, like, shankle butchers, it's like, did they just conveniently find a way to be a serial killer? There are just mentalists who are gonna fucking find a way. They're gonna find a veil to work behind when it comes to, like, oh, I'm, you know what I mean? It's like the fuck your guy Richard Kuklinski or whatever. serial killer gets a job with the mafia. Match made in heaven. We need you to kill a load of people. He's like, funny you should mention that. I have absolutely zero feelings when it comes to killing people. You've got the job, sir. Shooting people point blank in the face with a... You know what I mean? It's like... All lives matter! It's the... I mean, fucking don't even start me. Surely it's the same thing. All lives matter. Black lives matter. We're trying to level it up here a wee bit. What a load of crap. Delete. What's my fucking point? I don't know. We'll see how this whole thing goes. We'll see how the police react in certain places. We'll see what happens. We'll just see how it goes. What's been happening with me recently? Yesterday was the start of a 12-week transformation, and I said this many times before, but I'm actually paying for it now, and there is structure in place, and there are goals, and we're slowly just going to work through the workouts. You know, we're talking about, what's that fucking abbreviation? One of my biggest issues is, let me just see. No, you fucking bastard. I'm trying to find it. This is great, isn't it? This is great. Non-exercise activity thermogenesis. Big problem for me because, you know, your boy is a meathead. Your boy likes to slang them plates around. No problem to me. No fucking skin off my cock. But then I do this, you know, I sit around all day and I fuck about like an asshole. And I end up going from like one extreme to the other. And that's how I end up fucking walking around with niggles and like, oh, my back hurts and my hip hurts and my fucking shoulders hurt. It's because I'll sit around and do this all day and go, right, need to make up for it. And then I go down there and start fucking doing power cleans like a retard, pulling the back out of myself. And it's not good for me. So we've taken on this personal training thing. I have a child now. I'm a fat bastard. And you know what? I'm the king of maintaining weight. I'd lost a stone and a half before and I've remained there with zero fucking work. So we need another big chunk of fucking deficit to just bring that weight down a lot and just remain there. That would be cool. You know, we don't need veins on our fucking dick V's. We just need a bit. I'd be happy if I didn't have to buy, you know, jeans that were designed for some fat bastard because I've got the legs of a wildebeest. Okay. So we're just going to do it, man. Slowly but surely. 12 weeks and that's it. I'm paying for it. There's accountability. It's going to happen. And we're getting the neat up through the fucking roof. No one exercise activity. Up at 6 o'clock today. You know what I mean? 5,000 steps in the bank. We'll see how the rest of the day takes care of itself. And if not, we'll do another wee walk later on. Mm-hmm, bitch. So that's it. I'm doing that. The goals are set. And we just have to plow through. I'll give you a wee update every week. The workouts are pretty fucking hectic, a lot of superset type things, all body. Yesterday did back squats into Romanian deadlift superset, and let me tell you something, a lot of action on the lower back there. Do you know when you're activating those muscles and they're getting filled with fucking blood and lactic acid, and then the next minute you're like, I don't feel like the top and the bottom of my body are joined. You know, you're just fucking slinking about. But anyway, that's what's been happening in my life. We're up and down to the hospital. Maureen's going to be finished the old radiotherapy next week. Thank fuck. And that's it. That's it, player. Done. I must get her on to talk about that because she was saying about how she kind of feels like she's going to feel weird now that like everything's over. Which will be a fucking interesting conversation. But she finishes on the 17th, and from the 22nd onwards, I am having help come on to, I'm basically employing a fucking producer of the podcast, which means seamless and regular podcasts with content and clips. And I'm taking someone on to handle the merch. So your boy is going to be writing a lot of comedy, making a lot of videos, making a lot of content. Back on top, baby. You know? I listened to one audiobook and they're like, automate your money, free up your time, eliminate, you know, decision making. And I went, great. A lot of, I don't know how many books I've listened to or read where literally I got enough information in the first 20 minutes to be like, cool, in the fire, that'll do me. But that's what we're doing, man. We've got big things coming up. We will get out of here. We'll be back on Thursday. I'm contemplating doing away with the Sunday Q&A just so that I can do one other good podcast a week on Patreon. Let me know your thoughts on that. Also, the Patreon podcast will have video. I'd sort of neglected that for a while. That'll be on its way, along with a lot of clips and everything. So hopefully a lot more content, and hopefully we get the new office decorated and it's going to look sweet as fuck, man. Sweet as fuck. But today I got to go because I got to go to the police station and give them my driving license because old Speedy get us. Someone showed me this thing one time and someone meant to write Speedy Gonzalez. And they wrote Speedy Guns Alice. And I fucking squirted shit out of my dick. I laughed that hard. But we're going to get out of here, guys. Black Lives Matter. Don't be a racist fucking cunt. Okay? Educate yourself. I'm still in the process. It's an ongoing thing. Trying to have more empathy. Trying to not be running around enjoying the spoils of black culture and not actually know the history of it. You know, all you white cunts out there getting to play urban, you know? Yeah, I'm wearing all the shit, bro. Wearing all the gear. You know, you get into the nightclub. Black lads don't. The world's fucked, man. The white guys get into a fucking hip-hop club. 12 of them at a time. And then the black dudes have to fucking, you know, find some girl to go in with and be like, yeah, I'm not a threat. I'm with my girl tonight. The world's on its hole, sir. I'm going to get out of here. Do you know what? Give your family a hug, man. Hug them. Kiss the kids. Fucking go for walks. And I'll see you on Thursday. Wagwan with the Monday. I tell you what I like, man. Barbecue shrimp. Shrimp potatoes. I don't know. What other lines are in? Who gives a fuck? I'll see you next week anyway. See you on Thursday. Big kisses, guys. Wagwan with the Mandams.